Good afternoon. My name is Sue Miller and I'm an independent contractor trading as rural secretarial services, and as such I do administration work for farmers.
So just, can I just interrupt there? The previous speakers had handouts that they gave us. Do you have a handout as well?
Or oh, there should be one. That was photocopied.
Where is it?
Oh, yeah, because yeah, you wrote on it. Yeah.
No, I've got it. It's underneath my pile.
Sorry.
Carry on.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to start again?
Yeah, you may as well.
Okay. Good afternoon. Okay, good afternoon. My name is Sue Miller and I'm an independent contractor trading as rural secretarial services, and as such I do administration work for farmers. I hold a Bachelor in Horticultural Science and have many years accounting experience. I'm wearing two hats as I'm also a farmer with my husband Rob on the banks of the Matara River. I have worked for Wilkins Farming for 10 years. In that time the business has bought 8 new farms and leased 2 new farms, with a resultant increase in the number of staff employed. For example, 10 years ago there was just Pam and I in the office, and now there are 5 of us. There are now 55 staff employed, excluding the Wilkins themselves. This is broken down as follows: 4 in the office, 7 in maintenance, 11 stockmen, 17 machine operators, 17 dairy staff. The majority of the staff live on farm, where Wilkins have 18 staff houses. The remainder live in either Riversdale, Belfort or Lumsden. The staff range in age from 18 through to 70, and Wilkins also employ Lincoln students seeking practical work experience over the summer break. Wilkins Farming are therefore major employers in the Wendon Side area, which has a large economic benefit to the local community and contributes to both Belfort and Riversdale schools, the cricket and rugby clubs, churches and volunteer organisations such as Lions. Wilkins also have several staff who are volunteer firemen. Wilkins Farming's mix of cropping and dairy support is vital for the continued employment of many of these staff, as during the winter, when there is no cropping work to be done, those staff are fully employed doing dairy grazing rather than being stood down. Staff turnover is an unwanted cost for any business, and Wilkins Farming has found a solution to what would otherwise be seasonal jobs. This way, they have experienced staff who know the farm and are competent in operating large machinery, which helps with Wilkins' repairs and maintenance costs and also their health and safety commitments. This continuation in employment also helps the local community and is especially important to those families with school-aged children. Wilkins Farming also employs local contractors, for example, to make baleage, to make silage, to shear and crutch sheep, for muck spreading, for crop and weed spraying, for dipping and for plant hire. This in turn helps local employment and thus the community. Wilkins Farming actively supports local suppliers as much as possible, for example using engineers, electricians and joiners from Belfort and Riversdale. And they also support businesses in Garston, Lumsden and Gore. Wilkins Farming are involved in community sponsorship, donating to dog trials and to rugby. Their support for the South Fields Fuels and Schools program has given Belfer School $7,500 over the last 2 years, which is a huge boost for the school. Small communities have always been the lifeblood of New Zealand, but without employment, businesses will close and people will move away, leaving the town to wither and die. Wilkins Farming is an essential part of their rural community, and if they are not able to continue their farming business, it will adversely affect a large area of the rural heartland. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.